All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much. Hello, friend. Welcome in to the Eric St. Joe podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They are giving away a Detroit Lions Yamaha golf cart. To get a chance at winning that, you have to hang out with Jana.
That's 79, G-I-D.
At Gun Lake Casino's 131 Sports Bar tonight for the Detroit Lions watch party. And that's where you fill out the form to win. The Eric St. Joe podcast has teamed up with WGRD to make this available for you. The chance to win a brand new Yamaha golf cart. You can also stop out for the upcoming games. Not only can you hang out with Jana, but you can hang out with other radio stars like Steve. He has discussions about his kids while you're watching the game. So, you know, it'll be a first and goal for the Lions at the 1 yard line. And he'll come up to you and yell, "Hey, Nikki and I are building."
"Hey, Nikki and I are building a train set."
Or,
"Nikki was playing with the neighbor kid next door."
Or,
"I dropped Nikki off at school today."
You can also hang out in the different weeks with Maitland and Kelly Cheese, and they'll drop some ice cold takes on Charlie Kirk, perhaps, if you're lucky. That's what you do. You go there, you hang out with them, and say, "Hey, EZ wants to know your opinion on," and then just they will be driven crazy by that. Trust me. Kelly might even punch you in the face. I mean, this woman is devastatingly powerful. She's like 6'7", and she's got old man strength. She just turned 48. All right, so thank you to Impact Power Sports. Chris from Buffalo says, "I would love to record that interaction." If anyone gets me an interaction that you have with any of the stars of GRD at Gun Lake Casino, I will give you a free T-shirt, an Eric St. Joe podcast T-shirt of your choice. There you go. Maureen says, "Shit, he'll probably bring his kids to the casino." You never know. You never know, Maureen. That's a good point. Alan writes, "Hopefully my wife has the baby during this broadcast. Otherwise, it's going to be a long day in the hospital. LOL. Alan, if you want, I can send you the link and we can put you on the live stream right now and we can get a report from the hospital. So if you want to do that, you just let me know and I will send you a link and then we will go to you via our power of the internet. So you just let me know on the chat if you're up for that, and I'll take care of the rest. This is a feature that I just don't utilize enough. It's called the guest star or something like that, or the collab cam, something on the on my setup here. Alan says, "You could all see my wife's snatch." Now, I don't know if you want to do that. So you just say, because I've got it ready to go. All I have to do is hit send, and you will be joining us from the delivery room. I am hovering over the send button. If you don't want to do that, just let me know, and then that's okay too. ask Mrs. Allen. Say, hey, Mom. Hey, Mom. Hey, honey. Not Mom. That's a pun. Or a Freudian slip. Snatch might get you a Twitch ticket. Yeah, don't show us any of the private parts. I'm just curious to the drama as it goes on. Mrs. Allen would be a star. On-air birthing is almost as good as an on-air fatality. I don't know. I can't get behind that one. But anyway, I was going to talk about something. My mind is going in 8 million directions right now. And I mean, I'm completely not with focus at all. All right. So glad you guys are here. Hope you had a good weekend. I'm excited because Q100 Michigan has a brand new boss or operations manager. And it's Greg Henson. It's taken me this long to actually work with this guy. I go back to 27 years old. And I sent an audition tape to Greg Henson at WDFN Radio in Detroit. This is before the riff thing. And he called me and he said, I like the audition. Why don't you come in for an interview? This is a sports talk radio station. At the time I was into sports a lot more. Cole says, is he a Greg? Cole in Colorado Springs says, is he a 3G or a 2G? He's a 3G. And I sat in front of him, and he actually offered me a job. He actually said, I want you to do an audition with, God, who was it? Some of you in Detroit may know the name Art Regner. So it was Art Regner and Easy. We did a show, and then I was offered a part-time gig, and then it didn't work out. I didn't take the job, and that was the last that I worked with him or had a chance to even talk to him. And then he comes to Grand Rapids with Michelle McCormick, close friend of mine from the LAV years, the Cumulus years. Those two used to work with each other in Detroit. Very successful show. They reunite in Grand Rapids. And Greg not there very long, maybe 2 years, 2.5 years at most. And 2 weeks ago, he got blown out. And 2 days later, the guy at Q100, his name is JJ, great dude. He says, that's it, I'm out. I'm quitting in 2 weeks. So it was so much one of those one door closes, another one opens things. Now, granted, you know, the King's Ransom you're making at LAV, you're not going to get that at Q100. But, you know, it's going to work out. Some shells are moved around. And the next thing you know, my man is working for Q100. So today is the staff meeting. I think he might even be introduced today. But I'm excited about that. Rebecca says, Greg wasn't even unemployed long enough to file for unemployment benefits. Technically, well, it was 73 hours when I reached out to him. And I think that by the end of that day, both parties knew that this was going to happen. Rebecca is here. Now, Rebecca, I don't know if you saw the email I sent you, but I thought this was over and done with because you wrote, I hate Mondays, but you have to be feeling a little better today because my good friends at Costco are calling you in for an interview, I guess. I hope you saw my email. But the guy who makes the decisions over there at the local Costco store, he reached out to me because we finally pulled her application. There was like 700 people that applied. So I think you're getting a phone call if you have not already. I know that was like 3 weeks ago, maybe more. Yeah, it was much more than that. Yeah, I sent you an email Do you check email? What's wrong with you? I check email 1,000 times a day, every day. How do you not have like it hooked up to your phone or whatever so that... that would be Becca Shea, not Miss Twat-a-Lot. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I sent it to you. Sent. Yeah, yesterday. Here you go. It was a screenshot. Hello, Mr. Eric. We were finally able to pull an application for Rebecca. She should be getting a call in the near future. I sent you that and you didn't even pay attention. What the hell? You know... Maureen says EZ could be a headhunter finding jobs for all. Skip says EZ is the man getting everyone jobs. If Ari Zane is the love matcher, what's job maker Zane? I don't know yet. We'll have to think about that. She says, I saw it, but I thought it was the same one I got from you a couple weeks ago. LOL, my bad. Oh my God. You know, most of the time there's dates on those things. I guess it's an honest mistake. How is your, what is your boob update? Didn't you say you're getting your boobs hacked off or something like that? Wasn't that, or did I dream that? There was a discussion that was had on this chat by our lovely and talented Becca Shea. She said that's the plan. Okay. Yes. She revealed to us. That was a, I couldn't believe that. I thought you were joking, by the way, when you said it. She said that she is getting a plastic surgery, boob sculpting, where they actually reduce them in size. And I was like, well, I didn't even know you had gazangas when I ran into you at the basketball game with Kevin. And she then said she hides it well. Now, the only thing I can think of why a person would want to get a boob active, well, personal preference, but if I understand this correctly, if they are like way big, it can, make your back hurt. But I think, and they kind of get in the way with everything, you know? So, all right, I can see that. Good luck with that. Hold on a second. I got to see one thing. All right. I got to, speaking of medical things, David says, how much is too much boob? Well, that's from a dude's perspective. I have a Joe Martinez health update. Our very own Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling. He has been talking about his health for quite some time, and he does, in fact, have prostate cancer. All right, we knew that. We talked about it on this show. But he also was getting a CT scan last week. He did get it to determine the extent of it, if it is localized on the prostate or if it's, in different parts of his body. Well, that gets tricky, you know. And I asked him if it was okay to talk about this, and he said yes. He says, good morning, senor. So my CT scan showed no cancer anywhere else, just in the prostate. Ay, ay, ay. So I've elected to do the surgery route. This way, if it ever comes back, senor, I have plenty of options to consider. Not sure when this will happen, but probably late November or early December. Have to wait for the scheduling to call me and set up the surgery. All right. So that is good, you know? Localized, get it taken care of, and that's that. All the best to you. He must be happy. His Michigan Wolverines beat Washington, who's not very good. I don't even know who Michigan is playing next week. Not that I care. I really don't. Oh, my God. They play Michigan State. Oh, no. State sucks. Oh, are they bad? They got bombed by Indiana, who's very good, 38-13. So next Saturday, this coming Saturday, at Michigan. Wait a minute. No, I think it's at Michigan State. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter where it is. Yeah, it's at Michigan State, 7:30. Ugh. Yeah, that's going to be ugly. And Tyler says, the only thing that will make Joe happier is if the Lions lose tonight. No, I disagree. He likes that the Lions win. He just doesn't believe that they're for real. So, you know what I mean? He's like, all right, they won, good, but they're going to break your heart. Don't hitch your wagon to them, you know? Skip says, I love that you don't play to sensitive people on stereotypes. Cracks me up. And way to go, Joe. You got this. Sorry to the state losers. Ha, ha, ha. Go blue. Maureen says, we are gathering furniture to burn in the streets of East Lansing, win or lose. That's true. If they do win, since they suck, they will burn furniture. That's all they have to live for this year. Joe is not in the chat right now. All right. Busy week once again at the household. We've got class tonight at Aquinas College. I'm waiting to hear from Ben Glaze if we have a Big Fraud Wednesday. I said, I asked him if that's cool. Waiting to hear back. Always a good time. Big Fraud Wednesday on Patreon. By the way, thank you to, I just had somebody reach out to me on Patreon. And that would be, come on. Okay. Sorry. Dumbass. Dylan Martin. Dylan Martin signed up for one full year of Tier 2 Patreon, which I don't talk about that enough. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. It's an entirely different platform where I feature several shows, including the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, the daily Patreon bonus podcast, where you get first crack at family drama. Not to mention, who are these free beers, the Lost Zane recordings, and so much more. Well, actually, not really a ton more. Easy Book Club, which we have another episode coming up on Tuesday, tomorrow. That's all part of it. If you want to be on the Patreon Book Club, we are reading the book Day of the Shadow, Shadow Puppets by Dylan Martin, by Brent Weeks, Walk in the Shadows, Something in the Shadows, Azoth, Durzo Blint, Dow Girl, Madam K. I am 110 pages in. I want to be at least 150 by tomorrow night's book club. If you want to be in book club, all you got to do is pick up the book and read it. If you want to hear the discussions of book club as to what we're reading, it's on Patreon. Get it? Way of Shadows by Brent Weeks. I like this book. I like it a lot. Is that a magic sword that turns blue? Nick the Black Belt? Am I getting that right? I know that's part of book club, but you got to tell me. When Azoth, he says no spoilers. God damn it. All right, book club Tuesday. I'm starting to figure out the characters. For a little while, I was lost. First 20 pages, I was like, oh my God, I am getting so dumb. I cannot follow along with the simplest of things. Books, reading. Oh my God. But I'm making my way through it. Maureen says I'm on page 68. Better start reading again. Yeah, get after it. Tomorrow, 6 p.m., book club. Our first meeting for the book, Dancing in the Dark by Dylan Weeks. Okay? I'm sorry, Way of Shadows by Brent Weeks. And I guess that's part of a series, you know? This dude has written like several books. I think there's at least three in this series. And then the next book is Stevie's choice. I think she wanted us to read, first she said the Kamala Harris book, but I think she said that she changed her mind on that. Now, I don't care what we read. That's the point of book club. You know, you're getting a wide variety of books. This is what started book club. I read this book called The Cabin at the End of the World. And then someone said, hey, we should do book club. Pick books and read them. By the way, this, do not buy this book and do not read this book. This book is a pile of shit because it's got the worst ending ever. Actually, it wasn't that bad. Here's The Heroin Diaries by Nikki Sixx. This is outstanding. This is Martyr by Kaveh Akbar. Up until the last 10 minutes of the last episode of Book Club on this book, everyone hated this book. And then during the discussion about this shit book, we changed our mind and said that it was pretty good. I don't know if I can go so far as Anthony Jeselnik saying it was book of the year, though. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. the kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says a little slow. Which one? Are you referring to Martyr or Cabin at the End of the World? Cabin at the End of the World was pretty, okay. Let me go back. Cabin at the End of the World, for about 80% of it, was excellent. And then I felt like the writer, Paul Tremblay, got bored with the project and kind of gave up. That's the impression I got from that book. It just seems like he wasn't interested to put together a strong finish on that one. Ben Glaze says Wednesday. Ben Glaze also has some intel. He writes this on social media. Freebird and Hot Wing Show posted, what did you try and quit immediately? And then Ben Glaze writes, our Chris from Buffalo said FBHW. Fun! Mooney, 2256, says, is 3G going to antagonize because he is your new boss? Well, I'm glad you should. I'm glad you're asking me that. Because at 9:35 today, 9:34, he wrote, you sound like shit. So I guess that answers your question. There it is. You sound like shit. Mooney, how do you know 3G? Do you know him? Because oh my God, this guy's worked at so many radio stations. It's remarkable. Maureen says, I hope he doesn't fire you. Impossible. Skip says, I am not in book club, but I suggest no one read anything by Kamala. She is the worst and has been throwing all her leftist friends under the bus. Okay. Skip, you got to understand something. We read books and everything, you know, is all about take it or leave it. Like, we form our own opinions. And even if that is the case, we're just looking to be entertained and get something interesting. That's part of it, you know. I can't say that I would have read Kaveh Akbar. I wouldn't have read Nikki Sixx. And I sure as hell wouldn't have read Brent Weeks, the Shadow People. But I am, and I enjoy that. So if we do end up reading Kamala Harris, that's awesome. The point of this is everyone's different choices becomes center stage. You know, you're going to get influence from all different styles of writing, types of writing, like autobiographical, fiction, nonfiction, historical fiction, you name it. And only a person as dumb as you would not be able to process that. You know I love you. Mooney says, tell you to F all the way off or double all the way off. Because he is your boss, LOL, JK. 3G is on the TDC podcast with Mike Walters, a.k.a. the cult leader. Of course, I'm glad that you listen to Walters. I like Mike a lot. I've known Mike since 1998 and then got reacquainted with him years later. And that dude is salt of the earth. Love him to death. Badger asks about, somebody asked about fat update. And Rebecca says Fatathon is on hold because Jeremy kicks so much ass and the rest of us just barely tread water. That's absolutely true. 100%. Did anybody follow the football games over the weekend? Because there's one that stands out. The, What was the score? I think it was 26-8 yesterday. The Giants were leading the Broncos. With 5 minutes to go. 5 minutes to go. And you're leading 26-8. The Broncos came all the way back and won that shit. Oh, my God. And that's incredible. Giants blasted by NFL fans as Jackson Dart can't save fourth quarter collapse versus Bo Nix and the Broncos. This worked out outstandingly for your old pal, EZ. I don't like getting into too much detail about this shit, but key players in that game are on my fantasy football league team, and they that was big. Definitely a crazy game. Okay. Still waiting to hear from Alan on the collab cam. If anybody wants to be on collab cam, reach out to me right now. I have to test this to see if it works the way I need it to work. I have set up what's known as collab cam. So when you see me go to this black box here, that would be you. So Chris in Buffalo, I am going to send you collab cam. Maybe not. You're probably at work. If you're on the chat and you have the freedom to get in on collab cam, okay, Alan says we can test it. All right. I have just sent collab cam to Alan. All right. So now I just wait. As soon as I see that he is ready to go with collab cam, I will invite him in and bring him onto the center stage with me right now as part of the show. But I don't want you to get in trouble, you know? Make sure you're doing the right thing, because if Mrs. Allen is there and you piss her off while she's supposed to be giving birth, I mean, this is a bad way to start a new life. Okay, and now, and this is also very new to me. And so there's a pretty good chance that I might screw this up. It's pretty slow, EZ. We can test if you want. LOL, nothing happening at the moment. So all you need to do, Alan, is on collab cam, open, just click on the link. Man Bun Chris says, this is going to be great for Facebook fights. The next day, you can invite them in. Yeah, I can do several collabs. Like, we could do, like, two or three. It all depends on whatever we want. But it's obviously, I'm not good at it. Or else he would be here right now. Aha. Hello to you, Alan.
How's it going?
Very well. It is...
I cannot see you. I can hear you, but I can't see you.
I wonder why. That's weird.
Oh, whatever.
You feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, my gosh. She's beautiful. Look at it. What a smile.
Nothing's happening right now, so it's all good.
What is your sweet wife's name?
Abby.
That's right. You told me that. Abby, you're going to do so great. I'm so happy. Everybody's just so happy for you guys.
Thank you.
You're a good sport, too.
Well, I have an epidural, so.
Okay. All right.
That helps.
Is this baby number one, Alan and Abby?
Three.
Number three. Okay. Yeah. And in fact, I knew that because of what happened not long ago on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What happened not long ago on the show?
He just told me. He had told me that he has two kids.
Yeah.
All right. Becca says epidurals are essential. And are you guys like Catholic? Are you going to have like six kids?
No, this is the last one.
I wanted five, but she's done.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for testing collab, Cam. And all the best for you guys, okay?
Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was fun. I don't know why. Share video. Okay. Ah, I see. So that was a good test. I'll have to go into the inner workings of it and determine why he couldn't see me. But I think it will be that this will be a great thing. Linda says, I'm five of six kids. Don't do it, LOL. All those families that have all those kids. Oh, God, you're not kidding. Holy shit. All right. The Grand Rapids Griffins got their season underway, and they haven't lost yet. They had played the previous weekend and won two games on the road, and then they won two games here Friday and Saturday. And that was a lot of fun. But there's a brand new player on the team, and I keep murdering his name. And his name is Michael Postava, and he's from Czechia. And I introduced him in game number one because we introduced the whole team. And then the sports information director or the media director got on the Clearcom and he said, Easy, you said Postava's name wrong. You said Postava. And I said, uh-oh, sorry about that. And then, so game two is Saturday. And same guy got on, he goes, EZ, remember, that goalie is starting tonight. How do you say his name? And I said, Michael Postava. He said, correct. I go, yeah, I don't know what got into me. I'm just an idiot. Sorry about that. I screwed that up. And then I introduced him. And I said, and in between the pipes, the goaltender from Czechia, number whatever, Michael Postava. And then it felt weird. And then I announced that one of the off-ice personnel for the Griffins, like I'm supposed to, and it's Krakowicz. And I said, Krakowicz. So then he got on. He goes, EZ, you just said the goalie's name correctly. And then 30 seconds later, you murdered it again. You called him Postava. And I'm like, fuck. And he says, it's Postava. I go, I know. I'm so sorry. So I think he was getting upset with me. And he goes, and it's not Krakowicz. It's Krakowicz. And then he doubled down and said, it's spelled phonetically right in front of you. I go, I know. Yes, you're right. And I'm so sorry. This is not you. It's me. Now, even if it was him and not me, which it wasn't, I would still say, it's me, not you. That is the quickest way to get out of these catastrophes. And then a guy from Manitoba got in the box, and his name is spelled K-L-A-G-G. All right? K-L-A-G-G. And I don't know how to pronounce it. And there's a phonetic spelling next to it, and it says K-L-A-H-G. Now, the phonetic spelling tells me K-L-A-H-G would be pronounced, because of the A-H, clog. All right? And I said it the first time, and I wasn't 100% sure. It didn't feel right. But nobody said anything. And then later on in the game, he got called for a penalty, and he's sitting in the box, and I said, I'm going to ask him. And he's pissed off because he just got called for a slash, and he didn't want to talk to anybody. And I go, hey, how do you pronounce your last name? And he goes, Clegg. And I go, Clog? And he goes, Clegg! I'm like, oh, of course, Clegg. So wouldn't you, on the phonetic spelling, type it K-L-E-G, Clegg, or K-L-E-G-G, Clegg? Wouldn't you do that? You wouldn't put K-L-A-H-G, would you? What asshole would do that? It's fucking terrible. I don't know how hard it is to do that. I mean, on phonetics, you should do what I just said. And if you can't do it, write rhymes with and then put in a word that it would rhyme with. How hard is that, asshole? Son of a bitch. Mooney says, can you pronounce Livernoy, DeQuinder, and Gratiot? Of course I can. And Shaner. And Cadieu. And Grossbeck. I grew up there, dick. Where did you grow up, Mooney? You had to have grown up in Detroit. And why? And do I know you? Have we had a conversation via internet, via email, so I know who you are? I can never remember. Remind me. Opdyke. Yes, but you spelled it Opdyle. What are you doing? Let's see. Moravian. Grew up in Clarkston. So where I grew up, you got Hoover, Van Dyke. What's after? Ryan. Mound. DeQuinder. Livernoy. Shit. Doesn't matter. Okay. Let's see. Where was I going to go now? Oh, by the way, I think the show, not 100%. No, it's not. I thought I had the show on Kick. I will be putting the show on Kick very soon. No one's going to watch it, and I don't want you to watch it on Kick. I want you to watch it on Twitch. Don't ever forget that. Just because I say I'm on Kick doesn't mean I want you on Kick. I want you on Twitch. But I'm putting it on there so that if there's anybody there, you can attract new audience. All right. The San Jose Sharks had Hispanic Heritage Night. And the Griffins do this too, where you share social media and then it winds up on the Jumbotron. But typically there's someone who has to like approve it. It isn't like you post to the team's social media and then it shows up on the Jumbotron. There's always an extra layer to like approve. We do that with the Griffins. And somehow one got by the goalie, so to speak. A message from a fan was shown on the video board during the first intermission of San Jose's game against Pittsburgh on Saturday night that said, San Jose Shark fans, hashtag love ice. Get them, boys. And, yeah, 20,000 people are seeing that. Oh, on Hispanic Heritage Night? Ah. Yeah, that's the last thing you want to have on there. Praising ice on Hispanic Heritage Night in San Jose, California. I mean, half the people there are probably Hispanic heritage. Later in the game, the team issued an apology saying, an offensively worded message which had been externally submitted was inadvertently displayed on the in-arena scoreboard. Sharks Sports and Entertainment deeply regrets that this message, which does not meet our organization's values, was not detected during our standard review process. The statement continued, "The Sharks organization sincerely apologizes for this oversight, and we are actively working to determine the origin of the message." Okay, they're not. They're just saying that. The Sharks were holding their 9th annual celebration of Hispanic heritage on what they called Los Tiburones Night. I don't know what that means. Okay, so I think you got to be careful, though. If I'm them, I don't say anything. If anybody says something, then you can say something. But you also have to understand that there's a half of the country loves ice. And if you don't say a word about this and just answer the complaints on a complaint-by-complaint basis, I think you're much better off. All right? Or play dumb. And I mean, if you go too far with the message, because by saying the Sharks, we deeply regret this message, half of the arena does not regret that message. When you say that message does not meet our organization's values, half of the arena, that did meet their values. So you don't want to, you know, you got to go on full damage control. Plus, you have to consider not everybody saw the message. It's up there for 5 seconds. You got to relax. Okay? Now, I'm not the guy who sits there and cheers on ice when they're randomly grabbing American citizens off the street. And when it comes to the whole idea of grabbing people that are illegal immigrants and getting them out of the country, you know where I stand on that. I only want them grabbing the ones that are criminals. And I'm not talking about crime of being in here illegally. I'm talking about the crime of, you know, being in a gang and assaulting people and drug distribution and prostitution and shit like that. But that's neither here nor there. Too many of my MAGA brethren love everything about ICE. And I think I'd like to smack the shit out of you for that. Adam Balboa is here. He's just signed up for 33 months. Skip says, "It's so offensive to call out people who are here illegally. I love Hispanics, but seriously, coming here illegally shouldn't be ignored." Badger says more than half these days. You might be right on that. I don't know. Becca Shea says they wouldn't love it if it happened to one of them or their family members, without a doubt. Folks, I've got the staff meeting. I got to go put up with Fuckface Henson. I'll talk to you later after the staff meeting for Q100. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.